Welcome to Muscle Girls Inc., the next generation. Get full access into the world of women's bodybuilding, women's physique, figure, fitness, and bikini. Here are your hosts, Diana Dahlgren and Christina Voynich.
Welcome back to Muscle Girls Inc. This is Christina Voynich, and I'm here with my co-host, Diana Dahlgren. Diana, what's going on?
I've been great. How have you been doing this week?
I can't complain. It was quite a fun weekend. So now that things have kind of calmed down, I think we're both in the swing of things. How was Chicago? Did you like it here?
I know. Chicago was absolutely great. I want to talk about that place actually in a little bit, because if I were competing that weekend, I would have been so happy. Besides the fact that there was only one microwave in the microwave room, I would have absolutely loved to compete there, because everything was in the same building. You didn't need to walk anywhere else except for the hotel. You went right downstairs, went and did prejudging, finals. They had a buffet full of clean food there for everybody. It was great.
You know, Junior Nationals is always held at the same spot. It's, you know, that Hyatt at O'Hare, which, first of all, is great because it's right next to the airport, so you don't really have to travel that far, you know, once you actually get off the plane. But, yeah, they always do a great job at that venue because it's so big and everything's in the same spot. And there's been quite a few pretty big shows recently where everything is kind of in the same spot, which I think makes everything just, you know, 10 times easier. However, it was pretty funny when you say microwave room. It really wasn't a microwave room. When I was getting my hair and makeup done, a girl came in and she was telling the girl she was staying with, the girl doing my makeup, she goes, you know, I had this vision of what a microwave room looks like. And a microwave room, if you think about it, is like a room full of microwaves, like seven microwaves all at the same room. And she was like, nope. It was essentially a corner of like a convenience store that had like one little mini microwave. She goes, there was a line of like 10 people waiting to use the microwave. I was like, oh my God. I was lucky enough that I really didn't have to use it. So, but I can imagine people waiting in line for that. But I think that was probably just the most difficult part of probably the whole weekend, I'd say.
I know. I was going to say, I would get irritated, because I know that at that point in my prep and my competition dieting, I'm like, listen, I need to eat my asparagus. I need to eat it now. And the fact that I have to wait here now for 20 minutes while everyone else is kicking their asparagus and yams isn't happening for me. So besides that, I think that the place was great, and I'm happy that you got your pro card.
Yes, it was. It's one of those things that it's kind of surreal. It doesn't really hit you for a while. I don't know how it was with you when you turned pro, but for me, it was like I didn't even really get what was happening. And I got off stage and everyone's giving me hugs, and, you know, all my Optimum nutrition team is there, and Mike's back there, and Dave was back there. And it didn't really like hit me until like way later at night when I realized that, you know, oh wow, I can't compete at like these same shows anymore. Now I'm up against a completely different caliber of girls. So I think it took a while for it to actually hit me. I don't know if it really has yet, though.
It does. When I turned pro, you know, there's no pro shows yet. So I was like thinking about all the girls who were pro. I'm like, I can't wait to get on stage and just see how everything goes, because there was a criteria, but it wasn't really set in stone yet, because no one had competed yet in a pro rank. So, I think you're a little bit lucky. You have a little bit more of an advantage coming into pro now that bikini has a little bit more of an establishment, because you get to see the things that you need to step up to in order to compete against the top bikini pros. Exactly. Now coming from transitioning from NPC into the IFBB.
Exactly. Now, you and I had talked a little bit off the air before the show, Diana, and I know we kind of wanted to talk about, you know, the girls that won all the women's divisions at the Junior Nationals, and then we're going to cover the Toronto Pro too. But, you know, you and I were talking about how it seems like with the bikini pros, and I think the lineup was a little bit different at Toronto, so I don't know if that's a good example to use, but it seems like bikini girls are starting to look a little bit more muscular. And at the amateur level, it tends to still be kind of soft. Do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think in comparison to the NPC to the IFBB, when you look at girls like, for instance, India, the girl who won the overall in the bikini this past weekend at the NPC Junior Nationals, She has a very pretty physique, don't get me wrong, but she doesn't carry a whole lot of muscle. She's very sleek and thin and slender. And when you transition into IFBB, the girls who are winning shows have a lot more shape and curviness to them. And that is all done through weight training and, you know, certain exercises. Whereas most of the girls that are competing in the NPC don't look like they have that shape yet, haven't achieved that shape. All right, now moving on to the Toronto Pro Super Show Bikini Division. Congratulations to bikini winner Chelsea Montez. She's been working her keister off and finally took home first. She also won last year, at the end of last year, the Houston Pro Bikini. And so she took home another win. She's a cute little thing, 5 foot tall, little Latina, and has those nice capped off shoulders, very pretty midsection, and those round glutes. And I mean, everything is just a complete package with her, and I'm definitely becoming a big fan of hers.
She looks like a little Spitfire. I've never officially met her in person, but she kind of has that look like she'd be kind of a Spitfire.
Oh, yeah, so is.
Yeah. Then on to, let's see, second place. Now I just lost my little thing here. In second place, it was Missy Coles. Yeah, Missy Coles. She, I think we talked about this before when we were talking about the New York Pro. She's always been a big favorite of mine.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to see her take second place here because I've always liked Missy.
And also we have for third place, Justine Monroe. She's actually from Canada. So I think it was nice for her to get an Olympia qualification in her own backyard.
Absolutely. You know, and it's funny, when I had first seen photos of Justine, I thought she was going to be a little shorter because she holds, you know, some good muscle in her legs. She holds some, you know, good muscle in her arms and her shoulders a little bit too. But based on her legs, I thought she was going to be about like, you know, 5'5", maybe a little shorter than that, maybe like 5'3", 5'2", something. Just because she's got great shape to her legs and she looks like she's a little stockier. Well, the girl's like 5'8", 5'8 and a half. Like, she's tall.
Yeah, she is. And she's really pretty blonde girl. She's been on the cover of some fitness mags. And I think we might have to look out for her. If she just keeps on pushing through a little bit more in training, I think that if she brings up her shoulders just like a tad bit, she might be a threat here pretty soon.
I think so too, because she's got great legs. She's got, you know, a great butt. I think, just with a little bit of tweaks here and there, she could really do some damage. So, again, I seriously thought she was going to be short because of her legs, but she's like taller than me. I was like, damn, I really got to work on my legs because that's some great, great legs there. Well, that wraps up the Toronto show and wraps up the NPC Junior Nationals. I think, good successes all the way around, you know? I think that'll do it for this half of the show.
All right. Awesome. Well, I'm so happy I got to see you. Congratulations on your pro card. And I'm happy to, we're going to have some fun between the two of us competing against each other here pretty soon.
I was going to say, we'll have to let everyone know what our plans are. And at some point we may end up stepping up on stage together. So it'll be fun, fun competition for the two of us. I think it'll be good.
That's time. Right. We're going to have to write a blog on that one and post it all over.
co-host versus co-host. It'll be fun.
That's right. There's never been that.
No, exactly. Well, you take care, and then everyone else, we will take a quick break, and we'll be back with Muscle Girls, Inc. right after this.
Muscle Girls, Inc., the next generation. Is pain during your workout slowing you down? Try Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Developed by Dr. Craig Banks, a chiropractor and a bodybuilder, Kodiak Chiropractic Cream is a topical formula that penetrates the skin and decreases inflammation and pain. Its unique blend of over 20 different natural anti-inflammatory ingredients has helped people across the country to work out with less pain. Kodiak is safe, effective, and it won't leave you smelling like a medicine cabinet either. A 4-ounce bottle is only $25 and lasts a long time, as a little goes a long way. To order your 2-month supply, call 330-678-2225 or go to kodiakcream.com. Get yours today and work out with less pain. kodiakcream.com. Hydralyze Ultra, the leader in cellular hydration water. Hydralyze Ultra water has been designed by shrinking and reshaping molecules to allow a faster and more sustained delivery into your cells. Our cellular water has gone through a magnetism and laser treatment process, along with adding electrolytes to our special ingredients. This allows all nutrients to be absorbed at a maximum cellular state. By using Hydralyze Ultra, all nutrients, supplements, and carbohydrates you consume will be absorbed at a greater rate. Lactic acid gets flushed faster, and you'll feel fully hydrated. Get the advantage that top athletes have achieved. Try Hydralyze Ultra today. Visit HydralyzeUltra.com. That's HydralyzeUltra.com.
Ladies, enhance your mood, energy, and burn fat with Redline Princess. A landmark university study using Redline Princess on human subjects proved Redline Princess increased fat burning by 75%. Redline Princess burns fat by increasing metabolic rate. On average, test subjects using Redline Princess experienced an incredible 11.5% higher metabolic rate. Redline Princess, university proven to burn fat. Get great tasting Redline Princess and start burning fat today.
P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product. Packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. Highproteinbread.com. P28 Bread. RX Muscle approved. Amp up your workout wardrobe with Physique Bodywear. Over 20 years of experience and over 300 styles to choose from and made in America. Visit PhysiqueBodywearUSA.com now and get fast shipping for all of your clothes. T-tops, tank tops, posing suits, muscle shirts, workout pants and shorts, and so much more. And don't worry about size. We've got all you hardcore freaks fully covered. Affordable prices, fast delivery with same-day shipping. And if you order now, make sure to mention RXMuscle.com and save 10% off your first order. Call Physique Bodywear now at 845-473-4832 or order online at PhysiqueBodywearUSA.com. Physique Bodywear. We don't build champions, we dress them. RXMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RXMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RXMuscle.com.
Welcome back to Muscle Girls Inc. And I am now joined with a brand new women's physique IFBB pro and fellow RX Muscle community member, I guess, on the forums. We all know her very well. I am here with IFBB pro Jillian Reville. Jillian, how's it going?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, we are super excited to have you on the show this week because, you know, not only did you make you're part of history being one of the very first few ladies to enter into the pro ranks in the women's physique division, but also you play a pretty big part here on the RX side of things. So I think everyone's pretty excited to hear from you this week.
Thank you. It's great to be on. I'm really excited.
So I know, you know, before we started the interview, I asked you how you felt. So has it sunken in yet that you are truly an IFBB pro?
No, actually, it's funny. When you were introducing me, my heart just, like, skipped a beat. IFBB pro Jillian Reville. I was like, oh, my God, it's real. It's not a dream anymore. It's actually come true. I'm so kind of shocked, kind of still amazed, and just really proud and really excited for the future.
Now, did you ever think that becoming an IFBB pro was possible? Because I know this is kind of the dream for everyone, but we'll get into your history a little bit in a second. But did you ever think that this would be possible for you?
You know, in the beginning, I think everyone starts out thinking, oh, I'm going to turn pro. But as the years went on, with my figure years, the dream just didn't seem as close, and I really just never thought that it was ever going to happen for me.
So let's talk about your career. And when did you first enter into the competition world? You know, as I've said with most women, you know, this isn't exactly, you know, the most popular sport out there. It's not cheerleading. It's not tennis. It's something completely different. So what was it that kind of drew you to this type of an industry?
Well, I had always been in pretty good shape. I was a swimmer growing up. And when I got out of college, I was a little overweight, and I moved to California, and I realized that, you know, everyone was in such good shape in San Diego, and I got a trainer, I lost like 30 pounds, I was in great shape, and everyone at the gym there was telling me I had a great frame and I should try women's figure, and I was like, that's just crazy. I'm like, bodybuilding? No way. Like, right. No way, that's not possible. Then I moved back to New York, and I started training with one of my friends at the New York Sports Club at one of the gyms I went to, and he was a bodybuilder, and I went to a show that he won, and I saw all the other girls on stage, and I was like, you know what, I could totally do this. So a few months later, I started training for my first show, and that was in 07.
And how did it go with your physique? Because you are, I think you're always known for coming in pretty hard. You know, you look great all the time. What was that like being a figure competitor and always being a little harder? I think I know the answer, but did you succeed at all?
Actually, you know, the funny thing is, at the local and regional level, I had an amazing record. I placed third at my first show. I won my class at the New York Metropolitans. I got second at Atlantic States. I won two Connecticut overalls. And then I hit the national stage, and that's when I started to not place. I actually never cracked top 15 at the nationals, and I did, I think, seven or eight national shows. So I never cracked top 15, but, you know, it was really frustrating because I was winning at the local and regional level, but just nationally, my look, you know, I was told over and over, I have the old figure look, too muscular. My shoulders were too big, too capped. They were too dominant, so...
You know, Dana Lynn Bailey had told us on the radio show, too, that she had the same issue, that she would, you know, dominate at some local shows and regional shows. She'd win overalls out the wazoo, but the second that she'd step on a national level stage, completely different story. And I'm finding that tends to be the same way with a lot of women's physique competitors, that, you know, at the local level, you guys can do great. But once you get to the, you know, the national stage, it's completely different.
It's really heartbreaking. You know, the coach, I worked with PJ Braun for 2 years, and, you know, it was really heartbreaking. You know, I would come off stage crying after every show. And, you know, and the thing is, too, like, I would change my physique. One of my girlfriends, Melissa DiBernardo, she's also, you know, a species girl and, you know, on the boards. She was amazed last year. She's like, every time you stepped on stage, you brought a different package, a different physique. She's like, and you still just never placed. She was like, I just don't understand. I'm like, yeah. So as soon as I heard about this new division, I was so excited. And then I had no doubts about jumping into the first show.
Now, I know you did the Junior USAs a couple of weeks ago, and you took fourth in your class. So what was the feedback maybe that you got from the judges and some other folks to kind of bring something that looked a little bit different when you stepped on stage at Junior National? Did you change anything?
I did, actually. I, you know, a bunch of the judges had told me that I was a little too striated. My shoulders were striated, my glutes were striated. They didn't really want that, and that's why they were not going to place me higher, because they don't really want that striated look, and that I was a little too hard. And Sandy had actually said she wanted me to come in a little bit more full. So I basically, you know, I trained the same, and I did the same amount of cardio, but I ate a lot more. I added red meat into my diet, mm-hmm. and a little fats, and it just gave me the full look that they were looking for. So I just got lucky.
No, I think that's absolutely great that you were able to, you know, change things just enough. And in turn, that gave you, you know, a pro card the next time around, which is incredible.
I know. It's been crazy. It's still, I just can't believe it still.
So what do you do now? Because, you know, as I've talked with the other women's physique winners and, you know, even other women who are just competing in women's physique, now what are your plans for the rest of the year? Because obviously there won't be a pro show until next year. And even then, there's going to be so few girls at probably the first pro show. What's your plan now for the rest of the year?
You know, this is actually, I was just talking about this today. It's the shortest season I have ever had.
Exactly.
You know, I'm like, what do I do now? But I'm really looking forward to this off season. There's a few things I want to do with my physique. I want to, you know, try to increase the size of my arms a little bit, my biceps, because I think my biceps are lagging. The one body part that's really lagging are my thighs. You know, bring up my back a little bit more. But I definitely have plans to hit that first pro show in February that they're talking about. So
now I know
I missed my chance to get back on stage again.
I was going
to
say probably the first chance you can get, you'll be stepping on stage as a pro. I have a feeling.
Exactly. Yep. I'm definitely aiming for February. I'm already looking into booking all my stuff. So that's definitely going to be my plan.
Now, I know a lot of the girls, speaking from one of the girls who competed at Junior Nationals, there was a big, I think, controversy when we were all getting heighted in. They were taking our heights as we were getting ready to do check-in. You know, they did the men, and then it was the women's turn. And I think, you know, I was one of the first couple girls that got heighted in, and I was about, I don't know, half an inch shorter, that they said, than I usually am. And again, you know, things are a little bit different, I think, at every show when they do the height check. And I was lucky enough, I still had, you know, it in the system, my height from Junior USAs a couple weeks before. But I know you had quite an experience. And we're a little worried that you may actually be in a different height class than this time. So what kind of happened? I know we were, even Palumbo and myself and Singerman, we were all like, someone make sure she's in the right class. So what happened whenever you went to go get heighted in?
Well, I went to go get heighted, and they measured me a full inch and a half shorter than I, you know, have been for the past 5 years. So I was pretty nervous. And actually the woman that hired me in said that I was going to be in the short class. So I kind of had a little panic attack.
Yes.
And I went and I got my card from the Junior USAs saying, you know, that actually had my correct height. And they said, well, that's actually not an official card. We didn't have the official cards at the Junior USAs. So this is your height. This is your class. Oh, God, I'm like, I guess I just have to roll with this. Because Dave was like, no, it doesn't matter what class you're in. Like, you're going to do fine. I'm like, oh, God, like, no. Because, you know, when you have your mind set on something.
Yes.
And then, it is. Actually, we were next to each other in line.
Yes.
And the gentleman that checked us in, he said, no, you're still in the tall class by a quarter of an inch. I was like, oh, thank God.
I could see the relief kind of fall off of your face. It was like almost like you had this weight lifted off of your shoulder when you found out that, you know, you were going to be okay. Because I know it's such a stressful time anyway. You know, you're competing in this new division. You did well the last time. You want to look better this time. And, you know, even with myself, when at first I thought I was going to be in a different class as well, I kind of freaked out. And in reality, I guess it's really not that big of a deal. But when you have your mindset, when you get ready to step on stage, you know, you kind of freak out when you realize it's not going to happen. Okay, Jillian, so now that, you know, you're a pro and, you know, you've got the few things that you want to kind of tweak, the few things that you want to change about your physique the next time around, you kind of have a game plan now, which is good because you've got a little bit of time before you have to step on stage again. Whenever you're not getting ready for a show, because obviously now you're going to have some downtime, what are some things that you do for you, some things you do in your downtime that you like to just kind of hang out or do for fun when you're not gearing up for a show?
You know,
I've...
Bay. She drove all the way up from Virginia up to Connecticut. So I'm going to spend some time with her and basically just catch up on a few things that I've been missing out on the past few months. I'm actually in grad school right now, so I have the summer off, so I can, you know, catch up on all the things that I've been missing out on. So it's kind of nice to have the summer off and to have this little break.
What's it like getting ready for a show and then also being in grad school? Is that pretty stressful?
You know, actually, it wasn't really that bad because I was nannying, and then I was just taking my classes at night. So the schedule just happened to work out perfectly for me. I know next year is going to be a little bit tougher because I'm going to be student teaching all year and taking classes at night. So structuring my day is going to be a little tough, but I'm sure I will find a way to do it. but, yeah, this actually it was because I used to work on Wall Street for 4 years. So
wow.
That was tougher trying to get in because I would start work at 5:30 every morning and leave work at 5. So I would have to, you know, get my cardio in before I would go to work. Then after work, I would have to train and do more cardio and then get home, get to bed. And my days were very long when I was on Wall Street. So this was a breeze for me.
That is incredible. I can only imagine, like, you on Wall Street being, like, jacked and hot all at the same time. Like, that is, I think, is just, like, a man's dream, maybe, to have this great career-driven, you know, in-shape, beautiful, beautiful woman. That's incredible. What was it like on Wall Street when you were getting ready to compete, other than having to get up early and work late? I mean, what was it like working in that type of an environment?
Actually, I loved it. I worked on the trading desk for the Royal Bank of Canada. I was the assistant to the head of U.S. equities, and I've got to say, like, the guys that I worked for were amazing. Like, so supportive. Like, always asking me, how's the diet? How's training? When's the next show? You know, actually today, I actually emailed, like, a whole group of them and letting them know I finally turned pro. And, like, I've just got so many emails back saying congratulations. They're all so proud of me. When am I coming to visit? So it was always, you know, even though it was crazy hours and it was extremely intense during the day, but the guys that I worked with were all, like, just amazing. They were just great guys, and it was a pleasure working with all of them. So it was a lot of fun.
That's good. I can maybe assume you might have intimidated a couple of them, too, maybe.
Yeah, no one ever gave me any lip. And if they did, I quickly put them in place. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can maybe see you doing that. You'd surprise them a little bit. You roll up your sleeves a little bit and say, look what I'm working with, and maybe it'd scare them off.
Exactly.
Well, I got a couple more questions. We'll do three quick last questions. When I had Alicia Harris on the line before she got ready for Pittsburgh, I asked her a couple questions. So the first question is, what type of music do you usually like to listen to whenever you are at the gym? What's your genre of choice?
I listen to a lot of metal when I'm training.
Nice.
Metal when I'm training and techno when I'm doing cardio.
Ooh, that's good. Some house music to probably, you know, try to keep the beat going while you're walking.
Exactly, yeah. Because, you know, when you hit 2 hours of cardio, you need something else extra to keep you going.
I feel ya. Usually what I do is I try to, whenever I'm on the stepper, I'll pick a song that's got a good beat that I can, like, walk to the beat. That way I'll keep myself going so I won't slow down.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good idea.
next question. So what do you usually like to wear to the gym? You know, I've got some girls that I've talked to that like to wear the cute matching outfits. Alicia Harris, for example, likes to wear a big, huge hooded sweatshirt and big, huge, manly sweatpants. So what's usually your attire of choice when you head to the gym?
That's funny. I usually wear, you know, little gym shorts and, of course, Iron Asylum gear.
Yep,
always wearing Iron Asylum, like, tanks and T-shirts, because Jerry is one of my good friends, and I always like to rep him when I'm at the gym, so that's usually what I'm wearing when I'm at the gym.
Nice. And then last question, so for all the other physique girls and potential physiquers that are, you know, probably considering turning physique, what's some advice that you would give someone as they're considering jumping into this new division, considering it's, you know, so fresh?
I say go for it. I mean, you know, I at first when I first heard, very first heard of physique, I was like, I don't know if I want to do it. I don't know if I can do it. I don't have a dance background. I don't have, you know, gymnastics background. I didn't know if I really wanted to do the posing routine or the posing in general. But I have to say, practice makes perfect. I definitely, you know, practiced my routine for 16 weeks. I worked with Michelle Brent, and there was no way I was stepping on stage not knowing what I was doing. And I guess just trying to look as polished as you possibly can, because, you know, the way you present your physique is extremely important, and you don't want to train for 16 weeks or even longer than that and not present yourself in the best way you possibly can. So presentation, I think, is always great. You definitely need a coach that knows what they're doing to help you present your physique the best way you can.
Absolutely. Well, Jillian, it has been an absolute pleasure having you, one of the very first IFBB pros. How does it feel again? IFBB pro Jillian Reville on the show.
Skipping a beat.
Good, good. You know, I know a lot of folks, you know, that are part of the RX forums. We all, of course, support you and all your future endeavors. So, you know, if anyone wants to send you a message, I assume they can send you, you know, they can contact you through through RX, through the forums, correct? Through, like,
yep,
a private message?
Yeah, my screen name is Jilly Rev, so I'm always on, and I will get messages if anyone sends me anything.
Awesome.
And I will respond.
Exactly. Well, again, Jilly, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It has been a pleasure having you, and I have a feeling this is not going to be the last time that we speak to you. We'll definitely be keeping our eyes out for you as the Women's Physique Pro shows start to hit the circuit. So enjoy this little bit of an off season that you get to have now.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. And congratulations to you as well. We're all really proud of you, too.
Thank you, Jill. All right. Well, that does it for this episode of Muscle Girls, Inc. Again, if you guys have any ideas or thoughts or questions or want to see any of the other ladies from the industry on our show, shoot me an email, Christina, C-R-I-S-T-I-N-A @rxmuscle.com, or just leave us a note on the forum where we will post the show. Until next time, for Muscle Girls, Inc., we will see you next time.
Muscle Girls, Inc. is a presentation of RxMuscle.com.